Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I have my lovely co-host, Savitri.
And the bros is with us as well. And we have an astounding guest with us today, Julie Ziegler-Norman. And Julie, are you there?
I am here, Savitri. Thank you.
We are so, so happy to have you on the show, Julie. Julie, I have to tell you, actually, we had you on the show because I turned on the radio late at night when I was driving home from teaching. And there you were on the radio. And when I started hearing you on the radio, I was just astounded by the natural, honest, down-to-earth wisdom that you were exuding through the air, through the radio station. And I was so impressed with your honesty and your tenderness that I just said, oh, my God, I've got to talk with this woman. I've got to get her on the show. And I'm so thankful that Mona was able to bring you onto our show. So thank you so much, Julie, for being on the show with us.
Oh, well, thank you, Savitri. That really touches me that you heard all that. I'm not, of course, I have no way of knowing which show you were listening to, but I'm excited to be free enough to just be me these days.
That's marvelous. No, I had no idea what show it was either. I just turned on the radio, and there you were. And maybe some of our listeners are doing the exact same thing. You may not know what show this is, and it's okay, you know, but we are the Sisters Talk Radio show. But, you know, that's the beauty of radio. That's the beauty of communication. And we are so grateful to have a show that we can communicate some amazing messages from some astounding people. And Julie is the daughter of one of the most inspirational motivators in our history. And he has written, of course, amazing books. His name is Zig Ziglar. And Julie is his daughter, and she has written some amazing books as well. And she is also a speaker. You have spoken in situations with some very, very famous people, and you are part of Fortune 500 companies. And well, you know, I've just read this thing. This describes you beautifully. You're an honest, transparent assessment of life. Your willingness to share your intimate details of your personal failures. You know, not many people will share their personal failures, and you just have this astonishing honesty in you where you want to help people understand that we all have this dark side. We all have the shadow side, and that you're willing to share that you have this part of you, and you were willing to work through it, and you were willing to share how that process happened. Could you share with our listeners your process of discovering that you have this dark side, and how did you meet it? How did you confront it?
Well, it was quite a journey, and I have to say right up front that I was probably a very, very slow learner. So I got to feel a lot of pain along the way because I just had this propensity to continue to make wrong choices. A lot of people would assume because I was Zig Ziglar's daughter that I would have a really super positive attitude because I had been surrounded by it, you know, growing up with a man like my father, and he was positive, and our home was positive, and my childhood was about as close to perfect as I think one can be, right up until we moved to Dallas, Texas, when I was 13, and I was just out of my element here, didn't fit in, and got involved in the wrong group, and my parents had no idea how off track I had become, because I was the positive, happy, smiling child at home. I did not let them in on the troubles I was having at school. And, you know, my grandmother used to have a little saying, tell the truth and tell it ever, costeth what it will. For he who hides the wrong he does the wrong thing still. And boy, did I hide the wrong I was doing. And I continued to for many, many years. And eventually I ended up marrying a man twice, against my parents' wishes, as you might well imagine. But I really thought that that marriage would allow me to quit doing things that I regretted and that I felt guilty about. I had secretly lived with the man I married, and I felt like marrying him would make it right.
Yeah.
And it would get me out of what I fully believed in my heart was sin behavior that I seemed to have no ability to stop. I just didn't understand, you know, the power that was available to me. And I believe that I met Jesus Christ at a seminar for youth, mm-hmm. and when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And then because I didn't understand grace and I didn't know anything about what I call the instruction manual, which is the Holy Bible, I didn't know what it was that he had for me. I just had an experience where I felt I had met him. I had felt his touch. I had felt his forgiveness and his cleansing power. And then because I was undiscipled and didn't know anything about Holy Spirit of grace, I fell back into sexual behavior that caused me great guilt. And I just felt like I broke his heart and I was out of relationship. And I thought God would be done with me. I didn't understand that that wasn't how it worked. And I just lived without him and did my own thing for a couple of more decades. Got involved in alcohol to the point of having a true alcohol problem. And of course, you know, when we're not in control of our psyche, we make choices we wouldn't make otherwise. So I made a lot of choices under the influence of alcohol that brought me great shame and pain. And the process of getting to a place where I was anything would be better than what I was doing took until I was 30 years old. And I finally ended up in a program, 12-step program for people who wanted to quit drinking and haven't had a drink in almost 27 years, which I'm grateful for today.
Marvelous.
But that was the, that at that point is when my life started to turn around, was when I was able to remove the substance. But a lot of water and pain was under the bridge between moving to Dallas at age 13 and finally getting sober in my early 30s.
Now, you mentioned that around the age of 13, when you made this move, that's when this whole part, this difficult part of you started to reveal itself. Do you feel perhaps
yes.
teenage years that this tends to trigger in people?
For me, I really relate it specifically to the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, hormones create all kinds of new issues.
Right.
But I was labeled with a rumor when we moved here by a jealous girl, that I was a bad girl. And she got jealous because her ex-football player boyfriend got a crush on me. And she just started this vicious rumor that I was so naive. I came from South Carolina, which was really kind of backwards compared to forward Dallas. And I didn't fit in. I looked like a hick and I wore funny clothes and I had this very strong South Carolina accent. Y'all, what you're hearing now is what Texas has done to me. And I'm sure it sounds strong to you. Well, South Carolina, make this times 10 and you get a pretty clear picture of how strong that accent was. But I was pushed out of a place where I had been accepted and on student council and involved in school and happy to a place where I was shunned for something I didn't even understand what they were saying I had done. And I was a people pleaser of the worst sort. And if you didn't look pleased or happy with me, I felt like I was falling apart inside. And I finally found a group of kids who would let me be a part of their group. But the initiation for that was give up my virginity. It was tough.
Well, Julie, we have to take a break now for a commercial, but we'll be right back to talk more with Julie Ziegler.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio, and we're talking with Julie Norman Ziegler, and Savitri. You had some questions you were before the break that you wanted to ask Julie.
Yes, Julie. You were talking. Julie was talking about how she had made this move when she was 13 years old from a very comfortable city where she felt very safe and very loved, and then suddenly she moved into a new city when she was 13, and she did not feel accepted, and the group of kids were very harsh towards her. And many of us can relate to stories like that, when we have had to make moves early in life where we felt safe, and then suddenly we're confronted with the shadows of the world. And Julie, if you could go back to that part of you that got caught up in this group of kids that disrespected you and made you feel unsafe and unloved, what wisdom would you have given to that part of you?
I'm sorry. I missed a word there.
So, what wisdom would you give?
What wisdom? Okay, I missed the word wisdom. Oh, well, and that was what was missing back then, was the wisdom. Actually, I think the biggest message is just that our tongues really can destroy other people, and you know, a flippant, thoughtless rumor started by a young, immature little girl totally changed the course of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we are warned about our wagging tongues and gossip, and it's the absolute truth. And especially when you speak untruth about others out of fear or out of anger or out of jealousy, the results can be so far-reaching, so much further reaching than you could even imagine. Our words are powerful, and they need to be monitored and controlled. And I think that's a lot of what self-control is about, not saying those things that might harm others,
right.
And especially not out of a purpose of selfish gain. I paid for a lot of years for that one thoughtless thing. And I actually did speak to that gal right before our senior year. And I told her that I felt if she'd ever gotten to know me, I believe that she would have liked me. But I just felt like she would have. And I thought we probably would have been friends under other circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure if she knew what I was referring to. But I, you know, I just needed to say it to her. And it wasn't said in anger. It was just stated as fact because I believe that. But the end result was that I hated school and I wanted out as early as I could get out. And I did the work to graduate early and leave. And I still haven't gone to a high school reunion, but I'm really thinking about doing it this year because it's going to be our 40th. And there's no reason not to.
Yes, you should go back. Well, you know, God brought you into a quite extraordinary family where there was a lot of positive thinking, a lot of motivation, a lot of love, a lot of support. And then you were given the story as a teenager to deal with and to discover a dark part of yourself, a sad part of yourself. Why do you feel God brought you to this family? What did you feel you learned from the family that of the Zig Ziglar family?
I think the getting to be a part of our family. We were always very close, and there was a lot of love in our home. And yet, at the same time, you know, I was able to carry on this totally secret life, and part of that was because there was so much trust, and the other part was because I was able to act so positive and happy that they didn't have a clue what was going on with me. And that is, to you know, to one degree, that's sad. I always tell parents to really keep an eye on their most compliant child, the one who always does everything they ask, the one who never breaks the rules or the curfews, the one that's never rebellious, because sometimes they might be trying to fly under their parents' radar. And that's pretty much what I did. I was compliant and non-rebellious because I loved my parents and I wanted to please them, but I also went out of my way to make sure things looked a lot better than they were so they wouldn't suspect the things that were going on that would have been displeasing to them. But I was not raised in a spiritual home. My daddy, you know, they went to church Easter maybe 3 or 4 times while I was growing up, and a little bit here and there, but never enough for me to have any true spiritual foundation or understanding of how God intended for us to live so that we could have peace and be whole and be happy and have joy because of being obedient and finding out later that the way he had designed the instruction manual was for my benefit so that I wouldn't have to live with shame and guilt and grief and the pain of my own bad choices. But I believe that being a member of my family has, well, I tell you, I never expected to be a speaker by any means. and it was my servant's heart to want to do things for my father that put me in the position I'm in today. Because anything Daddy needed to help with his ministry and his mission and his purpose, I've always been there to help him ever since I became his editor over 20 years ago. And then when he needed me to speak with him, it was just, it was never a thought of, can I? It was never a thought of, would I? Of course I would. He was my father, and I wanted him. But I believe it was part of God's plan, because he brought me along so slowly in teaching me that, you know, I could write and I could speak and I could interview. And it was just, it was so sweet. It was so sweet, the patience, you know, and the amount of time he gave me, because it was never my desire or even a thought. And yet here I am.
How did your family react to your all the struggles that you were going through?
Well, they didn't actually know until I got into a 12-step program for alcoholics that I was having problems. And by then, you know, I was well into my second marriage. They knew I struggled a little financially when I was first a single parent, because I was divorced after 3 years with a little 3-month-old baby. And, you know, they watched me just work to get my feet back under me as a single mother. But it truly wasn't until I was in that program. Now, Daddy wrote a book called Raising Positive Kids in a Negative World in the 80s. And he brought it to us children and said, please read it and let me know if I've gotten anything wrong, or if we, you know, if I don't remember correctly, or if you don't agree with something I said about my parenting of you. And I read that book and I knew immediately that I had to have a talk with my dad, because he was taking a public figure to task for something that I had done that he didn't know I had done. And I told him, I said, Dad, if this ever comes out, that's not going to be a good thing. And I said, I've never heard you take an individual to task by name anyway. And he thought about it again and realized that he needed to do things in a general way instead of in a way that would talk about an individual. Mm-hmm. So it was during that time I just went ahead and told him my whole history of the things I had done. And it was heartbreaking for him, because he felt if he had not traveled so much, he might have been able to catch on or see the stuff that was going on in my life. And he was heartbroken because of my pain, and because he felt like he should have caught it. Yeah, it was a real cleansing thing, and it opened our relationship to a new level, because then I didn't have the secrets and I wasn't hiding. My mother used to always say, don't tell me, I don't want to know, because mm-hmm. she just couldn't handle it. Now she has sat through many, many, many of my speaking engagements and heard me talk about my abortion that I deeply, you know, I came to deeply regret, and that were the beginning of my alcoholism, I discovered later. And, you know, those things are hard, and yet they understand that I'm forgiven, and I'm free to share that journey today. And the regret, yes, there's still that, but the pain and the shame is gone. And today I love my little babies that I aborted, and I can't wait to see them in heaven. And I feel that I have a relationship with them comparable to one as if I'd held them and had them and lost them, because my heart is so open to loving them. I rejected them in the most total way possible initially, and that was out of shame and fear. My father was the sanctuary Sunday school teacher at First Baptist Church by then. I did everything in secret. I wouldn't have wanted that to shine a bad light on him. A lot of people equate me to a preacher's kid. But I can't say that I ever felt that way, because Dad wasn't a Christian until I was almost 18. It's just I had so much respect for him, and the idea of embarrassing him or my mother in any way was just more than I could bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, this is a perfect time to take a break for the music coming on. So let's continue our conversation with Julie and Savitri here on Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio with Savitri, and I'm Mona, and we have my sister Rose here as well, and we're talking with Julie Ziegler Norman, the daughter of Zig Ziegler. And for everybody listening, Julie has written a beautiful book called Growing Up Ziegler, and we're talking about her early childhood and how it was for her growing up with such a famous father. And Julie, I wanted to ask you, early on in that book, you made a statement that I think a lot of teenagers could relate to. It was, nothing got credit for being what it was. And we were talking at the break because so many kids experience, they have a feeling they're being, and they see the world outside as another area, and then they're being told by their parents to feel a different way. And so it really creates a split inside them. Talk about that statement.
That statement is that when you don't give credit for, the saying I'm positive, I'm miserable was one that I came up with to describe what was going on in my head and my heart, because Dad's propensity to stay positive meant that we didn't talk about anything in the reality of the moment of what it was. If you had a cold, you know, just in the spirit of trying to stay positive, he would say, well, we have a warm. We didn't get up to alarm clocks in our house. We got up to opportunity clocks, you know. And those things are cute and funny, but we truly were not allowed to use negative words. And a lot of them were, I'm really grateful that we never, never used, for instance, stupid and that sort of thing. They just weren't a part of the vocabulary there. But what it did create is the inability to just truthfully say, you know, I'm miserable and I don't know what to do about it. And that's why I said when I grew up, I was going to write a book one day called I'm Positive, I'm Miserable. And I would have titled it that.
What would you recommend for now with that experience? What would you tell parents in terms of helping their kids be authentic with their feelings?
I believe that children, and especially early teens, put out so many distress signals that parents, if they're aware and wanting to deal with the reality of the truth, can pick up on. And one of them is when your child begins to spend an inordinate amount of time alone. They go to their room, they turn on the radio. Back then, that's all we had to do was turn on the radio. Today, they just plug into everything else in the world. But when they spend most of their time alone, they're really oftentimes hiding from you so that you can't see what's going on with them emotionally. I can remember crying just for, you know, every night, for night after night after night. And because nobody ever opened the door to see what was going on after you went in your room, and nobody knew. And as a young teen, I certainly did not know how to go and talk about what was going on. You know, I was.
Do you wish they would have opened the door and said something?
Oh, definitely. Just definitely. I really, really do. And, you know, or asked. But I think the thing was, our whole family was so, our lives changed so much when we moved from South Carolina to Texas. I mean, my mother, there she was with my brother was 10 years younger, and she was in a new town with a toddler, and she was older when she had him. And that's before older ladies had babies. She was 38, almost 38 when he was born. There were no women her age with children that age. And she lost her girlfriend. My sisters and I all lost our girlfriends, and I had to leave my horse behind. And I was just told, we'll get you another one. You know, and the truth was that he was my best friend in my heart and my soul, and nobody told me he wasn't coming. And, you know, there was just a huge, it was a devastating thing. And my father is often from the platform would tell people, if you don't have to move your teenagers, if you don't have to, even if you have to take a lower paying job, please, please consider just staying where you are, because he saw how hard those, you know, the move was on each and every one of us.
So how do you balance that with the need to learn how to deal with change? And do you believe that that still holds true today, to not move teenagers?
I would, golly, people move so much more today
exactly.
than they used to. And because of that, it may not be quite as traumatic because you're not the oddball new kid like you used to be. I think in that respect, it must be a little bit easier. But I do believe that the longer a family has been in one place and then moves, the tougher it is. I think when they move with some regularity, they seem to do a little better. Most of the Army brats I've met seem to be very well adjusted. Maybe the ones you've met are different. But it seems like they just accepted that that was their lot. But those of us who had been well planted and then uprooted seemed to struggle more because there was this propensity to think, well, if we hadn't moved this and that, and you could have this fantasy world, you know, about what it might have been if those things hadn't happened. But I think parents today are better. They know more about helping to prepare their children for these these kinds of things. Don't you think that?
Savitri, what is your comments on that?
I feel, yes, parents talk more to their children now than ever before, because there was a time where parents were considered the figure that you had to respect no matter what. And now parents do have much more of a friendship and rapport with their children than in your days, and even when we were young. Because I know my parents were very, I could talk to my mother easily, but my father was, you just could not show your emotions. You could not express your feelings like you mentioned. One thing I found very interesting is you made a comment that there is a difference between positive thinking and unrealistic expectations. And that, I feel, is very crucial.
Yes.
You grew up in a household with a positive motivational speaker as your father. And I feel that's what happens when you're in a household where there's so much positive energy. There's not much room for what is not positive.
That is true. And we were never told, you know, that we couldn't express our emotion. It was just that the expectation was that if you just pick the right attitude, you know, that everything would be better. And I do honestly believe that a good attitude is a better bill than a bad one any day.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're that young, you don't understand the difference between needing to express a true feeling and just trying to look on the bright side of things.
Right.
So as a child, I saw that as depression, when in fact nobody ever said you cannot tell us when you're unhappy. I just felt, from what I had seen, that the better person would always choose the right attitude. And if you didn't choose the right attitude, then all of your pain and everything was just because you were choosing to stay in it. And I didn't find out until I was an adult in counseling that I had this feeling, and it was labeled sad. I had sad as a feeling that I had never acknowledged. And it just wasn't something discussed in our family, but it was a pretty prevalent feeling when I was a teenager. After we moved to Dallas. But to be able to put a word on it finally was like, oh, that's sad. That's sad. And those things that happened, they were things that were worthy of sadness and tears. And it's okay to be sad that I, you know, my horse didn't get to come. That's a normal feeling.
Absolutely. And, for a child that age. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and,
but when I discovered...
How do you counsel your grandchildren now, or your children or your grandchildren, in terms of change and how to see things truthfully yet still look for the opportunity in situations?
Oh, yeah. I always acknowledge the feeling that they're dealing with. You know, oh, I know this makes you sad, or this is disappointing for sure. And I would be disappointed, too, if I didn't get to do this or that. And then I say, but, you know, I'm sure there's something else, and we're going to find out what it is that was supposed to happen instead. And we're going to make the best of that situation. But I acknowledge, you know, I just let them know that there is, you know, it's okay to have those feelings. And then I will also tell them when I think that their emotional outburst is really out of line with what has just happened. And I try and talk very honestly with them about their feelings. I have a granddaughter going through, who's just completed 14 months of chemo. She's only 3. You know, when a 3-year-old is being given steroid shots and they're up all night and they're dealing with the pain and discomfort of chemo, I don't care how sweet and precious and wonderful they are, they're going to have hard nights where there's just nothing to do but cry. And you just cry with them. This is a bad deal.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. And you just hold them and love them. And just hold them and love them. Because there aren't words for some things. There aren't words.
Exactly.
But there's always love and the holding and just being there with them through it.
Exactly. We have a minute before the next break. How, in a sentence or two, how is Phoebe today?
Phoebe is leaving tomorrow morning on her Make-A-Wish trip to Breckenridge, Colorado. She hasn't had chemo in almost 4 weeks, and she feels better than she has in a year and a half. And
that's beautiful.
Her hair,
that's
yeah, her hair is coming in.
Well, listen, we're getting ready to take another break, and you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio and our conversation with Julie Ziegler-Norman, and we'll be right back after this break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio to our final segment of our conversation with Julie Ziegler-Norman. I'm Mona, and I have my co-host Savitri here. And Julie, you travel around and speak to corporations quite a bit. And in your conversation or talks, what do you say in terms of counseling people to make better choices in their life when they're faced with that split inside themselves and they really do have that choice? How do you speak to that part in a person?
Well, I began by talking about character and that we're not just all born with it, and that behaviors, good choices and behaviors often have to be learned. They have to be chosen purposely, but it isn't until you kind of have a radar for the direction that you want to go. My father used to call it, he'd say, you have to be the right kind of person. And that baffled me. What is the right kind of person? And the right kind of person is the one who wants to have integrity, and they want to have truthful relationships with others, and they begin to value the things that keep their relationship pure and clean. For instance, you wouldn't say bad things about a good friend. You don't talk about other people. You keep your relationship one-on-one with that individual. But I think the honesty and integrity thing is one of the biggest things that I get ahas. I'm so shocked that people really get so much out of this little exercise about being rigorously honest. People don't realize how much they bend the truth or leave it out or just totally tell something different, trying either not to hurt somebody's feelings or not to be responsible for themselves or their behavior. And I give them a little task to keep a little card handy where they can put an X down every time they say something that's not quite true. And the challenge is, if they say something that's not 100% true, that they have to begin to correct themselves right there in front of the person they just told an untruth to. And you don't do that too many times until you just decide to say things the way they are. But a lot of people just habitually lie these days because total truth, rigorous honesty is not valued like it once was. And yet, you can't have healthy relationships with people if you're not truthful and honest. And they won't trust you and they won't want to do business with you if they can't trust you. And
exactly.
A big part of that.
And that comes first with having that rigorous honesty with yourself and then the integrity with yourself.
Right. Because often you're the only one who knows if you're fudging on the figures, or a lot of people lie about why they're late. You know, probably they're just procrastinators and they left the house too late. Instead, they're saying the traffic was bad or something else happened because they don't want to just own up, to their own flaws.
And that's a subtle one, that being late. That is a definite subtle one. And if you can lie on that little level there, you know, where else are you fibbing to yourself?
Yeah.
In fact, one of the quotes I took off of your website, which I loved, was enthusiasm will get you to the top, but integrity will keep you, is the only thing that will keep you there.
Right. That's right. Because once you've lost integrity, people don't want to be involved with you because they can't trust you to do what you say you're going to do. And a lot of people think they have to lie their way, you know, and claw and climb their way to the top. But it is true. You can get there, but you won't stay there without that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm.
And what else do you tell people to get back to, or how to get back to integrity?
And it goes back to making the best choice and being the right kind of person. You have to, as my father said, put the good stuff in to get the good stuff out. And if you're running around with people who are a drag on you, emotional drag or even a financial drag sometimes, sometimes you just have to make a choice to separate yourself from those who pull you down. And the people that we associate with are very much a reflection of who we are at that moment. And if you're seeing things in your friends or your business associates that you don't like, then you need to consider where you should be spending your time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice that can make a huge difference in your life. If you've ever had somebody who sucks the life out of you.
I think we've all experienced that somewhere along the line.
Yeah, well, there's nothing in the rule book that says you have to continue to expose yourself to that. I mean, you do what you can to help people, you know, and love them right where they are. But at the same time, self-preservation is important as well. And
exactly.
That was a hard one. And being a people pleaser, it's very hard to pull yourself away from folks who make your life hard sometimes. But
exactly.
It's a good choice. It's a better choice than continuing to be drained.
Exactly. Well, listen, in the time remaining, Julie, I wanted to also ask about your group that you have. You have a group that you formed called Ziegler Women. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. The Ziegler Women are there to help women refuel, refocus, and rejoice. And it's all about doing what you need to do for yourself to be spiritually fit and emotionally fit. And unless you're around a lot of people who want those same things, sometimes you just don't have that change that you need in your heart. And my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter are part of the Ziegler Women, and we occasionally have a guest Ziegler woman come in with, you know, who has a special topic. But what we do is encourage women through sharing the truth of our stories. One of my daughters, Amy, who's Phoebe's mother, Phoebe's the one who has the cancer. She's a beautiful writer, and her blog, her blog is atypicalmiracle.com. And Amy is a real student of the Bible, and she just has beautiful Bible studies that she can relate just to everyday life, just everyday life. And women love to hear how it is that she interprets the word and applies it to her life. And then my oldest daughter, she has dealt with so much rejection and abandonment, and yet she is one of the most beautifully happy people I have ever met. And it's because she knows the true source of her love. And Dee Dee shares that. And she's the daughter, I'm sure you read in the book, who just hugged the lady who came off the elevator in tears. She just opened up her arms. And Dee Dee, she's such a glowing person. This stranger walked into her arms and just wept on her shoulders. They were on an oncology floor. My daughter's husband had cancer. And she was just there, just available to comfort, you know, and she has that effect on the people who come to our seminars. And of course, I talk about, you know, how you can have the best possible circumstances in life and still make bad, bad choices that you get to live with. Because I had beautiful parents and a wonderful family. There was no abuse. There was no abandonment. And yet, you know, just the cruelty of children in this world turned everything around for me. And I did it very quietly. Big lesson in life is not to be independent, but to be interdependent. And that is what has taken me all these years to learn. And what I value most are my sisters, ladies.
I love it. So,
and that would be y'all.
Yes. Well, Savitri, any last words? We have just a minute left on the show.
Julie, when you meet a woman who's in this place where she's just about waking up, that she wants to get out of her depression and her sadness, what do you suggest that woman to do to make the shift in her life?
The first thing I suggest that she do is she pray. Most people in that position don't feel much of a relationship with God in any way. And I just ask them to ask God to, if he's there and he's real, because most of them are questioning that he would reveal himself to them, and that they pray for wisdom and an understanding heart, the things that they need to know to let go and move forward. And then I point them in the direction of positive material to put into their mind, and other women who are healthy and moving forward.
Julie, our time has come to an end. We'd love to have you on again. Thank you so much. And we will be in touch. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mama.
Okay. Thank you.
See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time. I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.